Welcome back to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
We're taking a look at the upcoming LCMS convention taking place this summer. Joining us today, the Reverend Dr. John Sias, Secretary for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Welcome back to the Coffee Hour.
Thanks so much for having me. It's great to be back.
We are looking ahead to the convention, and there are a number of things that need to happen prior to convention. So where are we in the LCMS convention cycle now?
Yeah, the story of my life for the last few months and those to come. We're kind of at an exciting point in the midst of the convention's nomination process as we've brought one to a conclusion, and now we're kind of in the middle and getting toward the end of the second. The first deals with all the offices from secretary, boards, commissions on down, and that process started a long time ago with submissions of nominations from individuals in the synod that were coming into the committee for convention nominations. They met here in St. Louis in January, and I'm happy to say in one meeting they got their work done, wow. Maybe even in record time. And we've got a slate hot in my hands, and I'm getting ready to contact all those folks and tell them that they're getting ready to go on a ballot and get their consent and then get that information out to the synod. So that one's almost a wrap. The one that's still going is that all of our congregations have the opportunity to submit nominations for president, for first vice president, and for their regional vice president of the synod. And that's been open a while, since October 18th, I think it was, and it's going to close February 18th. So we're getting close to the end of that one, and still lots of opportunity for the congregations to get those votes in.
How does that happen?
We have an election contractor that we've used to conduct the actual election of the president since we started doing that with the 2013 convention. And they were kind enough just this last cycle in 2023 to explore with us doing the nomination vote also electronically. It used to be kind of a nightmare of getting all the written ballots. The auditors would go through and count the ones for president, vice president. Some poor soul here would count the regional vice presidents, and we'd have to assemble all that. Now the congregations receive a letter from Election America, or Yes Elections, they also go by. They all should have received that in October. If they need a replacement, they can contact us here at LCMS Secretariat, lcms.org, and we'll get them in touch with the contractor to send one. But they've received information on how to log into the site and a worksheet to select two names for each of the positions. So they can have their meeting, pick their names, and then somebody from the congregation just goes in. They can search for the names, and it'll tell them the city and state and district the person belongs to make sure you're getting the right guy with that name, because we have some name overlap in the Senate. And they enter those names in there. They punch go. They get a receipt by email. And then all that comes to me tabulated on probably February 19th. So vast improvement over the old system, helps me get down to the work of then contacting all those folks and obtaining their consent to serve if elected, so I can notify the Synod quickly what those ballots are going to look like.
Yeah, everyone wants to know when those names are going to be public. What is the timeline for knowing who is running?
For knowing who is running.
The people want to know.
Yeah, the people want to know. And that's, it's kind of a countdown from that February 18th date.
Sure.
I have 10 days to notify them and obtain their consent to serve if elected. And sometimes, you know, occasionally I get a guy that's like, well, he's on vacation in Kenya and can't be disturbed for the next month. It's like, well, that's going to require some creativity on our part. So sometimes it's an interesting 10 days, but by the end of that 10 days, I've got the ballot set. And then very quickly, I've got to let LCMS Communications catch up with me a little bit. They have some questions for the president, candidates, and so on. But very quickly after that, we're getting that out. So sometime in March, that information goes out to the Synod.
It sounds like technology has helped improve the process. A number of processes involved with convention,
yes.
Whether it's the election or even, I know you've developed some great technology to help us with the floor convention weekend, our floor committee weekend, I mean.
We've gradually brought processes around to the electronic world. And all our overtures are processed through a database that I kind of wrote on the side. We've got powered by Python. It's fun. Your kids will love it. We have now brought all these processes online. Certification or registration is online. And what we've found is it's really helped us get more submissions at least in the CCN nomination process that just concluded, and to process them much, much more quickly, get the committee more up-to-date information on all the candidates. And it's even to the point I might consider thinking about adjusting some of the convention deadlines and bringing to the convention at some point a thing to say, you don't need months to do this anymore. We can adjust this one way or another and give people more time or a better window to participate.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned overture submissions. What's going on
yes.
with those?
Well, the Today's Business crew that edits all the overtures that have come in, they are operational. We're out of training mode. The training wheels are off. They're in the real database processing the stuff that's come in. And so that's exciting to see. We will be receiving overtures from a member congregations, circuits, district boards of directors, other boards, and so on. The whole list is there in the bylaws of who can submit them. We'll be receiving those preferentially by February 1st. If you can get it to us by then, it really helps us out. But if you're a last-minute kind of person, February 28th, you can send in an overture and you will not be late. And there's an electronic form to submit those too. Now, you can go to lcms.org convention overtures, and that's there to help you out.
You mentioned today's business crew. This is kind of like the unsung heroes of, of LCMS
yes.
convention. Just briefly, tell us about what the crew for Today's Business does. And I know it's an extensive list.
This is a remarkable group of people we find and rely on. We've had this tradition for years and years, finding employees largely in the IC, and we've added some outside folks, professional editors this time. We take them out of their regular day-to-day, whether it's in accounting or the secretary's office or whatever, some of the mission areas, youth. We borrow them for the convention season. We train them up to be kind of technical editors of overtures for convention business. And then we turn them loose in the overtures. We got a whole system of review where they do that editorial process for us on the overtures that come in. And then during the very intense floor committee weekend, when the floor committees are here trying to turn the crank and put overtures in and get resolutions out, that editorial team is alongside them to edit their stuff up, get it in shape, and get that finalized before they even leave when floor committee weekend is over. So that's kind of a fun adventure. Everybody, there's a Today's Business war room. We're all down there. There are snacks. And I tend to rile things up from time to time and try to keep everybody happy or at least laughing. But yeah, it's great. And I'm just eternally grateful to those folks for what they do in addition to their regular gigs here at the IC.
Sounds like a party.
Yeah. And some of them will travel with us to conventions, support mm-hmm. us there when we do the next quick turnaround and produce basically a newspaper every night to be distributed the next morning of what's happened, what could happen, what people hope will happen, how it's all going to go down.
So, I've had limited access to that room at convention in the past, and it's a machine.
Oh, yeah.
Like, those people are working hard.
Yeah.
It is.
Scenes. Yeah.
It is. And the convention literally could not go on without them. So grateful for that.
Yeah. You mentioned floor committee weekend, the place where overtures become resolutions.
Yes.
Tell us more about that and when that's happening.
Yeah. So that is a gathering of floor committees, members that are drawn from the other voting advisory delegates and representatives of the convention. The president's office selects them with input from the district presidents and others and pulls together crews. This time it'll be 10 crews to work on the overtures that have come in, the reports that have come in. Their purpose is to try to take all that material and cook it all down into the resolutions that are ready for the convention to chew on. And so they'll be meeting here in St. Louis at the very end of May, at the beginning of June, May 29th to June 1st. They will be here doing that important work. And it's really kind of a rollicking time, you know, if you like that sort of thing.
What should laity and delegates, pastors, what should we be looking for? There are documents coming out in the near future that we should be watching for, correct?
There will be. And let me take a step back and mention another process that's ongoing, which is president voter registration.
Oh, yeah.
For our parishes, that's another deadline that's coming up. You got a little bit more time, but that's March 8th for every parish in the Synod, congregation or parish that shares a pastor to get their pastoral and voter lay delegates registered with the office of the secretary. There's another mailing that went out about that from my office. If you're missing that, we can replace that too. But when we get all the overtures and reports put together, that goes into the workbook. That'll be available online sometime in March, April. And everybody in the Senate is invited to go and take a look at that, see what's in the offing for convention business, what's kind of up for consideration. And member congregations and others can send comments on things that I'll share with the floor committees if they like. The floor committees, when they've done their work, that turns into today's business one, and that goes out too very shortly. It's usually within the week after floor committee weekend is done. We polish that up, send it out, and I invite comment again to go to those floor committees, which will meet the days before the convention and make any final fine-tuning, which is sometimes coarser than fine, on the resolutions that are coming to convention and get everything tuned up to hit the floor when we get started that Sunday.
So this is becoming the very busy part of the convention cycle.
Yes, it kind of goes in phases from busy to busier to busiest, and we're getting there.
Yeah. Where can people find information about what's happening right now?
All the information on the convention is up at lcms.org/convention. There are a couple of types of information there. If you go kind of down the convention governance path, there's kind of general information about how the convention works, and it's kind of there to bring you up to speed if you haven't done one of these before, or if you want to go through it or teach your congregation about it. The other path takes you to the National Convention for this time, where you'll see the latest documents posted, and there's an ability to go back and look at what previous conventions there have done.
Anything else you want us to know other than lcms.org/convention? Anything else you want us to know as we lead up to convention?
That's it. And I think to keep an eye on these key processes, make sure your congregation doesn't miss out. You know, talk to your congregation leaders if you're hearing this and say, hey, we got this done, got a meeting scheduled to do it, because the voices of our congregations are important. The synod, everything the synod does in districts, the colleges, universities, seminaries, everything we've built together is done either in support of or on behalf of our member congregations. And so the convention is their chance to come and either tell us, good job, keep doing it, do more, or to say, hey, we've got some better ideas for you guys to do this triennium. And a wonderful opportunity the congregations have to guide and direct the thing they've put in place to watch over them, to guide them, to give them resources. And I'd say, you know, make the most of it together.
lcms.org/convention. You can find more information there. Our guest today, the Reverend Dr. John Sias, Secretary of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Thanks for being our guest.
Thanks so much.
You've been listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support The Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.
The Concordia University System is comprised of 5 universities of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Located across the United States, the universities offer more than 160 undergraduate and 50 graduate programs and approach learning from a Lutheran context with the goal of developing Christian leaders for the church, community, and the world. Learn more about your Concordia University System at cus.edu. The Concordia University System, education built on God's Word. cus.edu.